Well, Lent is a beautiful, prayerful time of renewal, both of the mind and the spirit. Now, some might even try to find ways to go on pilgrimage, focus their heart. Well, you don't need to travel far or spend a lot of money to make this happen. Now, the sanctuary of our Sorrowful Mother, known to all of us as the Grotto, is open to welcome visitors and help guide them on their Lenten journey. And joining us today live in studio from the Grotto is Father Leo Hamber. Father Leo, thank you so much for joining us today on the Morning Blend.
Thank you for having me.
Should probably turn on your microphone, Father Leo. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me here today.
Well, Father Leo, tell us, how long have you been there at the Grotto, and how did your travels get you from, ordination all the way to Portland?
So I've been there almost 2 years. After my ordination in 2019, I was sent to our parish in Denver, Colorado. And after 10 months, our provincial asked me to come to the Grotto. And I was very excited to come to the Grotto because it's a beautiful place for prayer, peace.
Well, of course, it's a beautiful place, and we've all had opportunities to be there. In fact, recently, Mater Dei Radio was there for our own retreat, and we got to spend some time on the grounds. You do have a sense of peace, a presence of the Lord there, especially in those beautiful upper gardens. Do you find that you walk those gardens during your prayer time?
I do. I walk a lot of time there, and it's just I have a wonderful time feeling peace, and God is everywhere, right? But at the Grotto, I feel like God, Mary, especially because we have a close connection with the Blessed Virgin Mary. So I pray to Blessed Virgin Mary all the time up in our upper level garden.
Well, the Servite priests at the Grotto are there to welcome the whole community to their grounds this Lent. And in order for all of us, booklet full, as I can see, Father, of things happening this Lent.
Right.
So kind of share with our listeners some of the things that the Grotto is ready to provide for those who wish it.
Well, yes, we have a lot of list season. First of all, for Sacrament of Reconciliation, like always, we always have the Sacrament of Reconciliation every day from 10 to 11:30. And then on Fridays, we have, of course, Mass and also the Via Crucis at 3 o'clock, the Stations of the Cross. But before that, we also have the Via Matris, the Our Lady of Sorrows, before the Mass. And also every Friday, we have the Holy Hour of Mercy. So if you want to be with us in our adoration of the Holy Eucharist, join us usually on Fridays, 10:30 a.m.
Wow. So those are daily practices that we can get involved in. Of course, Lent is that time of penance and reconciliation to be able to have the sacrament every single day, 10 to 11:30. It is such a blessing for people to be able to do that. Now, that beautiful Chapel of Mary has been set up to really welcome people to also. It's recently gone under a renovation,
right,
but really a beautiful prayerful opportunity to go to confession. You have Mass there every day also, I believe, and then on the weekends too. Kind of tell our listeners about some of the beauty of the chapel there.
So inside the chapel, we have the Seven Sorrows of Mary. A lot of people don't really know about them.
And yeah, let's talk about those.
Yeah, so if you go inside the Chapel of Mary, on the left side, as you come in the chapel, you'll see the four Sorrows of Mary. And on the other side, on the right side, there are three other Sorrows of Mary. And they are beautiful, beautiful paintings. And they were, last year, they were under renovation because they need to be renovated after so many, many years. Yeah.
Well, if you take the opportunity, you can go to the Grotto, of course, the dedication to St. Peregrine. You can buy a candle, go to the beautiful Grotto, light a candle, and say a prayer there. I'm going to tell our listeners about the connection of St. Peregrine, the Servite Order.
So St. Peregrine was one of the Servite friars, and he experienced cancer one time in his lifetime. And the doctor told him that his right leg would be amputated. So in his suffering, the evening before the surgery, he went inside the chapel, pray in front of the crucifixion of Jesus. And he prayed and he prayed until he fell asleep. And in his sleep, he dreamed that Jesus came down from the crucifixion, touched his leg. And the morning when he woke up, he went to the doctor who told him, "You don't have the cancer anymore. It's strange, but you are healed." So it's a miraculous thing happened to Saint Peregrine. So Saint Peregrine is the patron of those who suffer from cancer. And the Servite friars always have the Saint Peregrine Healing Mass. And at the Grado, you can come to the Saint Peregrine Healing Mass every first Saturday of the month.
Oh, absolutely beautiful. And I know that there is a relic of Saint Peregrine, yes, that is also there that will help bless those afflicted. You can go and pray for somebody too in your family if they are not able to attend. Father Leo Hamber is joining us today. He is one of the friars there at the beautiful grotto that is the sanctuary of our sorrowful mother. They are there and ready to welcome all of us on our Lenten journey. And there's a full schedule that you can find on their webpage. Father Leo, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate your time and your service to our community. Before we go, will you end us in a prayer and your blessing?
Almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you especially for this Lenten season. We thank you especially for the gift of life, for the gift of love, for our families, our friends, our relatives. We ask you now to continue to be with us in this Lenten season, to give us good reflection of this Lenten season, and to help us to be ready to celebrate Easter, and help us to be resurrected with Christ, who is Lord now and forever. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us all, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And again, that is Father Leo Hamber. I will be sure to add a link to where you can find all the information about what's happening at the grotto. And again, it is going to carry you all the way into Holy Week and into your Easter Sunday. You'll be able to find that link on the podcast of this interview, materdayradio.com.